going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When did your job interview go horribly wrong? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we're going to talk to someone who failed a drug test.
Hate when that happens.
Although, they weren't doing any drugs.
Okay.
We'll talk to them in just a moment. But first, Lynn is on the road this morning. Tell us about how your job interview went horribly wrong.
So it was a job for the city of Redmond, and I actually had to take a 4-hour test to even get to the interview. And surprisingly enough, I beat out 100 people, made it into the top 3. But as soon as I got to the panel interview, I used to have anxiety as a kid, like social anxiety.
Uh-huh.
So I froze up. It came out of nowhere. I froze up and I started hyperventilating. My heartbeat like shot through the roof. And then I burst into tears and started sobbing in front of a panel of 5 people.
Oh, no. I'll be honest with you. I probably would have hired you just to get you to stop crying. I'm the worst. When my daughter starts crying, I want to give her everything.
They looked very frightened. They didn't know what to do with me. I think they thought I was having a medical emergency or something.
Did any of them come to your rescue or, like, you know,
what, like, hug her?
You need like water? You want, like, yeah, a little snuggle? How can we help?
Yeah.
What was their reaction?
Well, one of them asked if, like, one of the women asked if she could get me some water. The men looked very frightened and just didn't want anything to do with me.
So did you get the job or no?
Oh, no. They didn't want to touch me with a 10-foot pole after that.
That's crazy because Danny cried on his job interview and he got the job.
206-803-ROCK. Katie from DuPont, when did your job interview go horribly wrong?
So I was a summer helper at Weyerhaeuser, and I got the job, and every summer I would go back and just have to do a pee test. And so I had been eating poppy seed muffins for like months. And so I went in and I did my urine test, and they called my dad to tell him first that his daughter failed the pee test because of drugs in her system.
Wait, why did they call you? Hold on, Katie. Why did they call your dad first? That seems so strange.
Well, because my dad had to work at the mill.
Oh, okay. I was like,
And so the only way I got to work at Weyerhaeuser for the summer internship for summer helpers was that my dad worked there.
Oh, good old Nepo.
So they called my dad. Yeah, right. So they called my dad. I had to go in and have a conversation at the headquarters. When I got there, the crew that I worked with were all standing outside at me, just glaring at me and going like, what the heck did you do? So then I had to go back for like 3 weeks and like pee every week until I cleared. And so then they rehired me and it was horrible. And the day I showed up for the job, the crew were a bunch of smart alecks and there were poppy seed muffins everywhere.
Well, I would imagine when you said, no, I haven't done any drugs, I was just eating poppy seed muffins, everyone would be like, oh, likely story.
Yeah, right?
No, literally, I was like the naivest person on the universe. I had no clue. I felt so dumb. It was horrible.
Oh, man.
I mean, how many poppy seed muffins do you think you have to eat to be in that situation? I had a poppy seed bagel yesterday.
Uh-huh.
If I took a drug test right now, would I fail it?
Probably, but here at our radio station, you need to fail the drug test in order to keep the job. I think that's the prerequisite. So ridiculous.
206-803-ROCK. When did your job interview go horribly wrong?
Oh, we got a couple of text messages. Somebody said, I panicked mid-interview, and I said that my biggest weakness was working too hard. And then I immediately laughed like a maniac.
I've definitely used that line before. What's your biggest weakness? Oh, I'm just a bit of a perfectionist, you know. That's a classic.
Somebody said, I showed up to an interview in full. They said, don't feel bad, Migs. I once showed up to an interview in a full suit. Everybody else, they were in hoodies. I looked like I was auditioning for the wrong movie.
What do they say? Don't dress for the job you have. Dress for the job you want. You were trying to be the CEO of the company, Migs.
My favorite. I was so nervous. They asked me what my hobbies were, and I just said eating. Just eating. No explanation.
I didn't know I could put that on my resume.
I never thought to say eating is a hobby.
It is a very big hobby of mine.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I would want to work with that person. Bring them in.
My hobby is French fries.
Yeah.
All kinds of French fries.
That's the kind of person I want on my team.
Absolutely.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.